of the bridge that was just tore up.
All the bridge there and done, the very corner building there, it used to be a garage.
On that side.
Yes.
Okay.
And so for any, you know, I'm just saying, if anybody, if you, we could devise a plan, I don't know, but I think it would behoove us. I wouldn't do that for any business.
Well, we were guaranteed, they were here, Bridget contestant to it, that they said that he would have access. We even talked about having a road in back of his place and every other thing. And they guaranteed him, when him and his wife were here, that they would work with them and they would do whatever's necessary.
Well, apparently that's not.
Well, that I talked to Mr. Gumper too, and
I was there too.
Yeah, and the mayor was there, and we're just going to have to get a hold of them people and hold them accountable for what they said.
And let them know that it's just not a benefit to him.
Right, right. It's a benefit to the whole borough and the whole community.
You can't just do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you call anybody, Lisa? Or,
I did.
And did what they tell you?
Well, that he's okay for now. So I didn't want to. I figured if we're gonna throw a strike, we need to be strategic at the time. And if he's okay for right now, then maybe we get our ducks in a row, do our due diligence, and then be ready when he says, you know, they're really giving me a hard time. I can't get into my building. Then we can advance. But I think for right now, it seems like he's okay. I did a couple of phone calls to see that he was all right. But like I said, any business we have in North Braddock, we got to do our level best to keep them.
Keep them.
Yeah. Right. Especially something that happened, I think you're absolutely correct.
Right.
Because he's done nothing but growing.
Right.
And plus he trains kids too.
And he hires from the neighborhood, which is,
you know, trains them.
I mean, you know.
Does anybody else have anything to report from their committees? Does anybody have any questions for anyone's committee?
I have one thing. It's not on a committee, but the comprehensive plan is finished. The joint comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the website under Ben Comp Plan. Oh, Lisa.
Well, they should have a copy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's available for review until, I believe, mid to late April. So please review.
And remind any of your constituents to go on the site and to read it.
Yeah, there have been some good comments, so, or taken it to heart.
Because this came from the constituents, the meetings, all the public that have planned and dreamed and everything, and it's been condensed now to what we could do, you know, meet pretty soon, like if we concentrated efforts.
Anybody else have anything for the committees? Any other comments? We'll go to the mayor's report.
Okay, we had like 199 calls for the month. It was 84 total calls for medical assistance and calls. Our calls with the police assist on were 3. We had 37 domestic calls for the month. Traffic stops were 70 for the month, and they will be going up as the weather changes. Suspicious activity, which is calls to different homes where people think they're breaking in or walking around, there were 9. Road hazards were 14. Gun calls and gunshots fired, there were 5. Theft reports, there were 9. Vehicle accidents, 8. Alarm calls, those are home alarms. ADT kind of calls, there were 14. And burglary reports, there were 8. And that's it for the month. The cars are in good shape. I've talked to Peanuts and the chief. He is assigning different vehicles to different police officers every day. They're not just getting here and saying, I'll see you later, I'm going on patrol. He knows what car they're in, and he tells me what cars they are in for the day. So there's a handle on what cars are being used and they're getting in. So they're in pretty good shape for right now.
How many vehicles do we have?
5.
How's the maintenance with COVID?
with respect to the officers? You know, how are we doing with?
We haven't got it. If they got shots, they got them on their own. We're working on the shots for the fire department. We're working on for the different police. I got mine because of 65. My wife got it because she's over 65. But tell you, I've tried. I got a daughter that's doing this. She's a pharmacist, and she couldn't help us out.
Oh yeah.
And they just can't call a pharmacist and say get some extra shots for the.
Well, I don't mean exactly the shots, but just, you know, masks.
We are overloaded with masks. Jerome, he knows, he fills our hand sanitizers up constantly. Yeah. We sanitize the vehicles every time we get into them. There's a jar of sandy wipes to wipe the steering wheels from a previous officer. Everybody wipes their hands, masks.
After calls, they clean up a little bit because they meet different individuals.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had, even during COVID, I think I've had probably five people urinate in the car and throw all kinds of things in there. Spit in one officer's face the other day. We had to send him down the hospital.
Well, that's long enough stuff. That's good.
John, I've got something I want to ask council about. It's been bothering me for a while. We're still going East Pittsburgh.
Still
now, Braddock dropped out of regionalization. Braddock has one police officer per shift. Rankin has one police officer per shift. State police in the weekends. We have to come up with something. Can we come up with something to charge per call to East Pittsburgh and send them a certified letter with a bill and see if we can do anything about that?
And because if they don't pay within
two
months, I think we have a case.
And
Mike and I talked about
it. We're getting absolutely nothing. They've been scot-free for this, what, the third year now? Third or fourth?
Yep.
And they're saving $350,000 a year on it, which they don't have a police force no more, and they're using ours. And we're not getting a damn thing for it. And our police officers go there more than every day almost. Every day.
I thought council.
And the state police ain't in the area. They're either in Boone or they're in Greensburg. And they call and say, hey, can you go there? They call Isaac, our station. Can you go there? We're 30 minutes out. What are we going to do? You know, it could be a life or death situation. You don't know. But there's got to be something done where we have to charge them or just quit. Going, period.
There was a vote at council that said stop going to East Pittsburgh.
And East Pittsburgh, they're saying they have a big mayor's race over there. There's two or three individuals running. He was just appointed also when I was appointed. They're saying they're going to North Facels. North Facels saying they never heard that.
Trans
said
so, no.
I mean, I don't know.
They're
telling me one story and it's not true. And we just keep going over there and not getting paid, and we can't continue to do this.
What would be a rate?
We already decided North Braddock does not go to East Pittsburgh. That already was decided at a council meeting. Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah, that was decided. The only thing that we go to East Pittsburgh for, like he said, life or death. I mean, if you got a guy pounding some woman's face, we're going.
Right.
One way or another, we're going.
Well, how often is that?
Every call we go to. Every call that we go to is not—it's not somebody's dog barking or car complaining or somebody arguing. This is physical domestic shooting.
So is it recorded?
Yes, everyone's recorded.
So every time you go over there for the month, you need to send them a copy. Send them a copy of how many times we go over there, and you put a price on.
Because we refuse the direct contact between PSP and us, so they have to go to the county now. So everything that we get comes through our county dispatch, so it's all recorded.
Saying on our end.
Yeah, everything's recorded. Yeah, dispatch there, it's all recorded. Yeah, well, I can pull anything that happens. But like I said, if we go there, it's because you've got a trooper fighting with somebody. You have, in 90% of the time, it's active domestics where they're very physical, guns involved, and that's why we're there.
Because there's going to come a time where it's going to be a conflict.
Yes.
We need y'all over here, not over here.
I understand.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What would be a comparable price that we should charge them people?
We've been trying to set up a meeting with their council president and their mayor Our new mayor was active. And just like before, and our former mayor tried, I have tried, but they do not want to meet because why should they pay when they're getting it for free?
Well, does the request for payment violate the Mutual Jurisdiction Act?
We don't have that with them because
they
don't have
a
mutual
aid.
Like Forest Hills sent them a letter saying they're not going. Like Forest Hills did. I think Curry's in the letter. They tried to
bring one out.
We sent them a letter. We even sent them a letter.
But the county keeps
calling
us.
How many calls?
It varies each month. I mean, they can go from 10 to.
It's March right now. You get the call from January to March over there.
Sure. It takes about a day to get them, but I can get everything that we responded to.
And then maybe next meeting we sit down and discuss.
And it will show how many officers. If we had two officers there, if we had one officer there, but 90% of the time, if we're getting called there, we've got both officers.
And find out about Brady too. How many times we're assisting Brady?
And how many times do they assist us?
And we should send them a certified letter to East Pittsburgh. It should be certified for stuff.
I mean, Prospect Terrace is county, right? That's county.
No, that's
Turtle Creek.
That's East Pittsburgh.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a county.
It's county housing.
So we're getting called there. I listen to the scanner. It's like all the time.
So is General Braddock's out.
Right. That's
so, Ross will tell you that.
But I talked to a county housing authority guy at the fish fry last week, and we were there. He got five officers that do the whole.
From East McKeesport all the way into Rankin.
And they can't possibly be in every place.
You know what I mean? They have these properties and we're the ones covered. General Braddock Tires, it's what, 2-3 times a day?
Yeah, you got the Braddock building, so and there's five officers there, only 2 per shift.
General Braddock and East Pittsburgh, we need to find,
The only thing I have to look into is being that the state police covers East Pittsburgh at no cost because they're obligated to do that.
But we're not.
No, I understand. It's just the state police are asking for help. So who do you try to build, the state or you try to build East Pittsburgh?
Well,
I'm not 100% on how
to. I think another issue is that if we do ask for payment from East Pittsburgh, I think we have to cover East Pittsburgh. Because the state won't assist if they paying us to do it. The state will drop out and we have to take over. So the number we come with, we have to make sure we cover East Pittsburgh. If we charge $20,000, then the state won't pull out and we're going to take over East Pittsburgh as a whole because we get payment from East Pittsburgh.
But are we going to charge them per call or
any payment to East Pittsburgh, the state is going to back out. Any payment, so we gotta make sure we get enough money from East Pittsburgh to cover East Pittsburgh. Because once we ask for it, the state will like, well, okay, y'all take over, and we're gonna bounce out.
I mean, what's their budget for
police? That's what I was told.
When they had a police department, their budget was like I think Doug said 320.
Yeah,
the mayor
325.
Yeah, their former mayor when all this came about. He was in agreement for about $325,000 a year for North Braddock. He was willing to commit $325,000 a year for him to come, for us to go to East Pittsburgh and police East Pittsburgh.
That never
materialized. That was the figure that was given to me. I gave it to Doug. And negotiations just stopped right there. We never got it. And a letter was sent to East Pittsburgh telling them that we ceased from going there.
Well, we never wanted to agree to that $325,000.
No.
Because they still had lawsuits again.
Right.
Do we have a mutual aid agreement with the state police?
No.
You sure about that?
No.
Are we sure about that?
I'm not sure, no. Good question.
Because if we do, and they're policing in East Pittsburgh, they can come over.
Yeah, but I think that I like mutual aid.
I know one thing, the state police pulled somebody over here to give a ticket, and a friend of mine said, you know what I mean, you're North Braddock, and a cop told him, look, I'm the state police, I can get anybody over here.
That's true.
Anywhere in the state. That's right.
I don't know about the mutual aid agreement.
Mutual aid would be between municipalities, not the state of Pennsylvania.
If they can make us do it, why can't they make Charter Creek, or why can't they make, you know, Forest Hills cover these other areas? Why are we the only ones for being pulled?
Well, they don't go. They don't go.
I know they don't.
Well, here's, in my opinion, what comes down the road. So we go against them and we say, you know, you need to pay us, and they say no. So what are you going to do? Sue them?
I think you stop providing services. You stop providing services. That's the bottom line here. They don't want to deal with us. They don't want to pay us, and yet we're providing the service. It seems to me that you need to stop providing the service.
Right.
It seems to me it's that simple.
What do our officers do when county calls and say they need somebody over here?
Well, I think the police
do to us if we don't show up.
Well, I think prior to that, you have to let the county know that you're not going to be responding and don't call us.
Exactly. And the state.
Doug, I thought letters was sent to 911. The letter was sent to East Pittsburgh telling that we ceased from going.
Yes, John, but we didn't cease from going. We continue to provide the service. That's the issue here. We're continuing to provide the service. Even though we say we're going to stop, we don't stop.
But I mean, the truth of the matter is, there are people in this room who have relatives that live in East Pittsburgh. If somebody's getting their head beat in, like the chief said, he's not going to just not go. If somebody's got a gun to their head, he's just not going to not go. So that's going to continue to happen.
But isn't that the responsibility of East Pittsburgh's borough council?
What did you say, Doug?
Isn't that the responsibility of East Pittsburgh's borough council?
Yes.
Make sure those situations don't occur, or if they do occur, they have adequate protection.
It is their responsibility.
Why should North Braddock Borough Council assume that responsibility?